Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, 32 days, and you have all the power. You get to change the course of history, hopefully, and stop the bleeding. That is the dangerous, radical, climate alarmist cultism that has destroyed our economy, costing you more for every item you buy in every store that you go to, costing every American a fortune in terms of what they're paying for gas and the heat and to cool their homes. Also, you know, the absolute disaster. We've never had a record like this. With a quarter left in the year, we still have, what, over 2 million illegal immigrants, an all-time high, that have already come into the country, and those are only the ones we know about. You get to change all of this. If you want to get rid of, you know, defund, dismantle, no bail laws, you have the power in 32 days or earlier if you vote early. I know I'd prefer voting on one day, paper ballots. It's not going to happen. You got to deal with the system you got, the hand you're dealt, not the one you wish you were dealt. And that's where we find ourselves. You know, I don't know if anyone else found this as strange as I did. So we know Vladimir Putin is out there saber rattling and threatening to use nuclear weapons. Do I think he's capable of it? I do. Yeah, I think you have to assume that somebody that's willing to talk about it might be willing to do it. And there's been some talk about possible movement of tactical nukes into Ukraine. And that Vladimir Putin would not be opposed to using it because apparently he's now very isolated, paranoid. Many people around him want him gone. The people in Russia want no part of this. The lines around the border of Russia are getting longer and longer because nobody wants to sign up for this idiotic war that he started in Ukraine. Biden himself warning of a nuclear Armageddon. He's, you know, inadvertently admitting the world has gotten a lot more dangerous under his presidency. No signs of de-escalation from Moscow. But, you know, Biden, you know, warns of the risk of nuclear Armageddon. It's the highest, he said, since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And Zelensky's now calling for NATO to launch a preemptive strike in Russia, which would not be a particularly good idea if you're trying to avoid a nuclear war. And this is where Europe and Joe Biden and everybody got it wrong from the beginning. If you're going to fight a war, fight to win in 30 days or less, you have to fight it to win it. And they always fight to a tie and create the quagmire and then eventually gets politicized. And after it gets politicized, people say, oh, never mind. And how many people die in the process of that when our national treasure? We can't do this anymore. And Joe's answer, apparently, according to all these reports out today, your government is spending $290 million for the procurement of a drug Nplate to treat acute radiation syndrome, ARS for short. announced by the U.S. Health and Human Services. Is this Joe's plan? If in fact Vladimir nukes, uses a tactical nuke or any nuclear weapon inside of Ukraine or elsewhere? Is that, oh, we got to make sure we have enough anti-radiation drugs. Why are you not on the phone telling him that, his entire country and he will be gone if in fact that happens? The only thing that gives me a little bit of hope is it seems that Putin now has lost the support of the people of Russia. And I'm hoping that that filters up or bubbles up into the higher ranks around him. And maybe somebody could do the world a favor and send Vladimir straight to hell where he belongs. And this crisis would be over. But you can't count on that. But that's what the answer is. Joe's warning of nuclear Armageddon, closest since the Cuban Missile Crisis, says Putin is not joking. And your answer is to go out and buy anti-radiation drugs. Linda, do you have your anti-radiation drugs? I never knew we had anti-radiation drugs. Now I guess we're going to distribute them like a vaccine. It'll be mandated anti-radiation drugs shots for everybody. That's next. A little scary. So we're 32 days out of this election. We're going to have our pollsters later on in the program. We're going to analyze where the Republicans are. I think Republicans are looking pretty good for the House of Representatives. There's no doubt, based on the polling, the aggregate, as you look around the country, that things have moved dramatically towards the Republican in the Republican direction, and which I think is good for the country, because hopefully that will stop this country from pursuing these policies that are failing on a spectacular level. It's a very simple, simple argument that you can make is in terms of why these people need to be fired. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? Are you better off since Joe Biden became president? How are we doing on the economy with inflation at a 41-year high? How are you doing with gas prices going up again? What do you think of Joe Biden's band-aid stupidity of a solution, which is to release the strategic petroleum reserves? You know, he inherited nearly 700 million barrels of oil. Well, now that's been cut nearly in half. It's the lowest level in over 40 years. And it's not an emergency, Joe, if Democrats are not doing well in the polls because of high gas prices, in part, that you tap the strategic petroleum reserves to artificially increase the supply and temporarily lower the cost at the pump, because the minute you stop, prices went up dramatically. Now, on average in California, $6.50 a gallon, paying about $5.50 in the great state of Nevada. You're paying a fortune out in Oregon, as the country now back to $4 on average per gallon of gasoline. And what was it under Trump? Oh, that's right. A little over $2 a gallon. We were energy independent. We were a net exporter of energy. And now we have the great, beautiful, you know, decision. Now we're going to go lift sanctions on this murdering dictator thug Maduro, because the other murdering dictator thug pariah nation leader, according to Joe Biden, MBS, said no. OPEC, who he's been begging and pleading with to increase production, they took their middle finger, shoved it right in Joe Biden's face with zero respect, and said, nope, we're not going to increase production. We're going to decrease production by 2 million barrels of oil a day. And then I read today on Fox Business, I'm like, it can't get any dumber or any worse than this, because we are going back to $5 a gallon gasoline. After the election, they're not going to care. After election, it's back to the transition, as they call it. The transition to what? Renewables. What are the renewables? Well, you know, the renewables. Once we're energy dependent with renewables, that's when we'll be energy independent. Well, what technology do you define as renewable? The only one that would work, that would have the capacity to work, would be nuclear, but these same climate alarmist cultists, they're against that form of power. What? Windmills all over the U.S.? They don't work. It's not going to power the country. It's unbelievable. Anyway, the Biden administration, you know, they're just doubling down on dumb. So we'll make the Iranian mullahs rich again if we do a deal with Iran. We'll make the OPEC countries and the pariah nation Saudi Arabia rich again. Or maybe they'll go back to Vladimir Putin in the end. Who knows? But now that they're talking about lifting sanctions off of Maduro in Venezuela, What, you're going to make Venezuela rich again? Biden, by the way, according to FoxBusiness.com, the Biden administration is nearing a decision on the future of federal offshore fossil fuel drilling, and apparently they're considering a complete ban on it. Nobody's answered the question. If you import oil or any fossil fuel from Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, any OPEC nation, what impact, what is the difference in terms of the impact on Mother Earth in terms of if they produce a barrel of oil or if we do it? Because when Donald Trump did accomplish something that we hadn't accomplished in 75 years, and that's bringing us towards energy independence and being a net exporter of energy, when Donald Trump pulled that off, we actually were the world's leader in terms of reduction of carbon emissions. He did it simultaneously. By the way, the Dow is down a lot today. What, 629? We're getting killed. Wait till you're impacted by the housing recession, which is now going to be in full swing sooner than later. So anyway, so this is Biden's answer. I kissed the ass of MBS. That didn't work. Let me kiss the ass of Maduro, another murdering dictator thug, and let me see if that works. That's a great idea. You know, you got OPEC, basically. The Democrats have unleashed their fury, though. They're mad at OPEC. They're really mad about it, noting the importance of oil production from the cartel comprised of dictators. You know, the one obvious answer is to return to the policies of energy independence and then take it a step further. If you make an observation, all of these countries that produce energy, the one cool thing about those countries is they're rich as hell. They're really wealthy. How did they get so wealthy? By selling their natural resources, of which we have more combined resources than all of them. Hundreds and hundreds of years worth of energy sources available to us. Natural gas, oil, coal. Nobody can beat us in terms of the energy supplies that we have. Now, we wouldn't have to be sucking up to people that hate us. We wouldn't have to worry about the Straits of Hormuz, where, you know, 40% of the world's oil has to pass through those narrow straits, with the Iranians playing all the games that they usually play. We'd never have to send a tanker through there ever again. It would never impact us. If we wanted to get involved, we'd get involved because we felt it was the right thing to do, not because we have to. And then we could become energy independent. That's good for our national security. It's good for high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. It's good to lower the price of gasoline at the pump because Americans financially getting clobbered on average $7,200 per household because of Biden's economic and energy policies. That's a lot of money. A lot of people are not making ends meet for their bare necessities. They're suffering needlessly. That's what's at stake in 32 days. And then if we ever got back to energy independence and then doubled down on energy dominance, we could provide Western Europe, where they are predicting 300% increases in prices to heat people's homes this winter, where they're predicting that people's income, annual income, 30% will be used just to heat their home, probably go higher, where they're predicting people will freeze to death. We could solve their problems for them, and then we will be the energy-rich country and the rich country. We'll be filthy rich. We'll be swimming in energy money. Wow, we could pay down our $31 trillion in debt. Wow, we could really, you know, close off our borders and have secure borders. Wow, we can improve our educational system. Wow, we can hire more cops to create law and order and safety and security for every town and city in America. This is all that's at stake. And this is the stupidity. This is the irony. You know, it's, I cannot believe that this country has allowed itself to get into this position. I really can't, because none of this is necessary and none of it makes sense. By the way, Washington Free Beacon, Biden speaking earlier today. Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
Please have a seat. Thank you
have
very
seat.
Much.
Thank you very much.
Let me start off with two words.
Two.
Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that.
I'm not joking about that. Come on, man. Are you a junkie?
Three-letter word.
Jobs.
J-O-B-S.
That's your president. This has got to end. We've got to win this election. I'm almost ready to beg all of you to, I'm not kidding. This matters. All these Senate races, we have our pollsters coming up. All of this matters. And it matters in a way like I have never seen in my life. Listen, like many of you, if you suffer from insomnia, I've got the antidote. I've got the answer, and it's all things MyPillow at MyPillow.com. It helps me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. These products just work. I love all of them. Now, you've helped build MyPillow into this huge, incredible company. And by the way, and you're getting a better night's sleep as a result. Right now, Mike Lindell is offering his incredible deal on these Giza Dream Sheets. So you've heard me raving about them. The sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza, ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever. And that means you can get them at 60% off, as low as $39.99 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com. All MyPillow products come with an unconditional satisfaction money-back guarantee, 60 days. And you can just call, or you can just call 800-919-6090. Mention my name, Hannity. You won't be disappointed, and the sleep you want, need, crave, desire, deserve will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
As we roll along, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, is everyone getting... You gotta follow the lead of very, very smart and important politicians like Joe Biden. Now, I know that a lot has been made. The Washington Post. Now, this is first off, this is an old story. This is a rehashed story that they tried to make seem new, and that is, oh, Hunter Biden, the prosecution now, federal agents investigating Hunter for tax crimes and lying on his gun application reportedly now say they have enough evidence to move forward with charges. We have known that forever. Here's what's missing and what should be focused on. Now, if you lie on a gun application, that's a big deal. You could even face 10 years in jail. That's a really big deal. They didn't mention anything about the drug use that's all over the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. They didn't mention anything about the hookers that are all over the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. But here's what they really missed. They missed the involvement and the implication of Hunter Biden's father, the president of the United States. The guy that said he's never one time ever talked to Hunter about his foreign business dealings. Well, we all know that that's true because remember the story. That is the story that they should be focused on. This is about the son of the president trading favors. This is about him in literally the power of the vice presidency. You know, this is about all of those things and Joe meeting with Hunter's foreign business associates and having multiple dinners and pictures, etc. What did Joe know, and when did Joe know it, and why are they covering for the Bidens? I think that answer is obvious because the last name isn't Trump. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Happy Friday. Thank you for being with us. Why won't Joe Biden, all these trips that he takes to the beach, I mean, it's such a big deal made over. Donald Trump may have taken documents from the White House that might be classified top secret. You mean like Hillary did on a computer service? You know, the ones that she used bleach bits to erase? 33,000 emails? No prosecutor would ever prosecute. But if you're Donald Trump, forget it. Anyway. Insane times. But why is it that we can't get a list of people that visit Joe Biden where he spends half his time as president? He already has the lightest schedule of any modern day president with less than one scheduled event on average every day. We know that the longer he's out on the road, the more he screws up and embarrasses us. I mean, it's almost better if they put him, you know, back in the basement bunker and kept him there for the next, you know, 2 years. So he could do less damage to the country. And God only knows who's really making the decisions half the time. And it's so bad. It's so humiliating. It's so embarrassing. Everybody sees it. Even liberals now, they're mocking it. Even people, you know, where's Jackie? Finally, the mob and the media, they couldn't take that. I mean, he was there to honor a woman, a congresswoman, Republican from Indiana who had passed away. All right. Oh, Jackie, where's Jackie?
I want to thank all of you here, including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
Where's Jackie? Oh, Jackie's dead. Sorry, one of the main reasons I'm here. They're not giving out the name. Now, I have my suspicions. I think is he getting medical care when he's home? I'm just asking a question. Is he meeting with physicians? Is he meeting with a clergy? Who's he meeting with? Who's visiting? How'd the Secret Service lose all the logs of all the people? Wouldn't that be information that the National Archives and Records Administration would need? But they're all missing. And we find out the Secret Service vehicle that was carrying Kamala Harris struck a curb, and the motorcade crash may have been misreported as a mechanical failure. So they didn't want to tell us the truth for some reason. The Secret Service agents involved initially reported to their superiors the incident was due to a mechanical failure, later confirmed that the agent driving had overcorrected in driving the vehicle. By the way, it can happen to anybody. That's why they call it an accident. We are awaiting now. If Republicans get control of either the House or Senate or both the House and Senate, we're going to have oversight and subpoena power. And guess what? We'll be able to look into the riots in the summer of 2020. We'll be able to find out why the records are missing with the Secret Service in terms of Joe's, visitors when he's not at the White House. We'll be able to look into Zero Experience Hunter and all the times he implicates his father as he whines and moans and groans about giving half of his pay to daddy. Or the fact that daddy, in fact, lied to the country when he said, not one time have I ever talked to Hunter about his foreign business dealings. And now we have chronicled, 14 specific incidents in which he's meeting with Hunter's foreign business partners? You know, isn't it fairly obvious when Joe was bragging about you're not getting $1 billion until you fire the prosecutor who's investigating my Zero Experience son? Well, what vice president would do a quid pro quo like that unless they knew that there was a big problem? And son of a B, they did it. Now we can investigate that, too, and everything else in between. You know, I will tell you, the U.S. has now charged 11 pro-life activists for blocking access to an abortion clinic. All right, if that's against the law, people protest and it's illegal, then you're going to get arrested. That's not the issue. Do we have equal application of our laws? Because all of these pregnancy crisis centers that are pro-life, some of which got firebombed and hit with Molotov cocktails, etc., I don't see many arrests in those instances. I don't see the same sense of urgency as they did. What's that guy's name in Pennsylvania? They raided his home, Linda. Mark Huck, right. I mean, now we're finding out the guy's just a pro-life, you know, religious person. You're allowed to be pro-life in America. He's like, maybe you're not. I don't know. 87-year-old concentration camp survivor among the 11 pro-lifers hit with federal charges in the latest crackdown. Well, I want to get to the bottom of what the FBI is up to, because we have anywhere between 20, I'm told, and 30-plus FBI whistleblowers that want to come forward and talk about how the FBI has been politicized and talk about how they are purging the FBI of anybody that is a conservative, how political the organization has become, how they have overstated the threats and understated the real investigative measures that are being used, like, for example, parents at school board meetings being investigated as domestic terrorism, terrorists. And then, of course, you have Merrick Garland. You know, I'll tell you what I suspect here. They're not going after Hunter on the big big issues that you would want to focus on. What did Joe know, and when did Joe know it? And was Joe a part of a family business and an operation, a quid pro quo, if you will, or peddling influence with foreign countries while he's the vice president? How much is the, how compromised is it possibly the Biden family is, or the president might be? Because you know, if the last name were Trump, that would be the biggest question they ask, which they're not asking. The FBI won't provide any updates or say whether they've arrested anyone on the attacks on pro-life organizations or crisis pregnancy centers or churches that have been attacked. And of course, with the whistleblowers coming forward, we get the memorandum from Merrick Garland telling people in the DOJ, this is Biden's DOJ, that's part of the executive branch of government, telling them that, reminding them that they're not allowed to talk to members of Congress. Well, actually, they are, because we have whistleblower protection laws that allow them to tell the truth if they see something that's going wrong within government. And to get that amount of FBI agents that are probably risking their careers courageously, stepping forward and telling Senator Grassley and telling Senator Johnson and telling people like Jim Jordan about the things that are going on there, you would think that that would be encouraged by the attorney general. Apparently not. A lot of people are making a lot over the Biden pardon of all prior Fed offenses as it relates to marijuana possession, encouraging the states to follow. White House made the announcement that Biden would be pardoning all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession. Now, part of the problem is, you know, a lot of people that may have been charged with far worse crimes, they plead down to this. So you would, that would be something you need to know and go on a daily basis. I don't want to get into a discussion. I just don't like drugs. I am so anti-drug, I can't even begin to tell you. You know, I'm not against prescription drugs. I understand, you know, look, I've just seen too many people. Nobody's going to convince me that if you start using on a regular basis weed, that it doesn't lead, for a lot of people, it's a gateway drug to other drugs. And they're putting fentanyl in everything. You've seen the rainbow looking candy like fentanyl that they're putting out? Pretty scary. All right, moving to the midterm elections. We'll get into more of this with our pollsters at the top of the hour. So in New York, it's gone viral. All of these examples of all of these murders and all of this violence that is taking place all over the state of New York, and the governor's steadfast refusal to refund, for example, the NYPD. Remember, they cut $1 billion from the NYPD. And now you've got not just New York City, every big city pretty much, even small towns. Anywhere that they've adopted the insanity of defund, dismantle, and no bail laws, you see incredible increases in crime. You know, you see all these thefts taking place out in California. Now all these stores are closing because they can't afford to be in business because they're not holding robbers accountable as long as they don't take more than $1,000 worth of material at one time. So I'll go in, I'll take $900 worth of goods, walk out, not get punished. Then I'll go back to the store the next day and take another $900 worth. Great way to make a living. So the race for governor in New York, Robert Cahaly of Trafalgar, has a poll out. Lee Zeldin, the Republican, is now within
1.5 points of Kathy Hochul because of, in large part, because of law and order and the lack of it in New York State. Here's another interesting part of it. As part of the poll, they included the Libertarian who's not making the ticket. He's not going to be on the ticket. Guy's name is Larry Sharp. If you add Lee Zeldin and his numbers to the Libertarian who got 3.2% in this poll, the anti-Kathy Hochul vote is now, you know, 2 points ahead of Kathy Hochul. Now, am I saying that New York is going to go red in terms of the gubernatorial race? I'm saying the possibility does exist. And I'm seeing this all over the country. Oz now is at a statistical dead heat. Finally, the message is getting out about the trust fund brat in a hoodie and how this guy has released one murderer after another and wants to open up the prison doors and let everybody out. Word has gotten out he wants taxpayers to pay for free injection sites for heroin users and other hard drug users, that he wants the state to be a sanctuary state, that he wants a moratorium on fracking, that he wants no restrictions on abortion. Finally, the message is getting out. Thank goodness. And now that's a dead heat. I know it's a mess down in Georgia. We've talked at length about it. But you know what? Raphael Warnock, he's got a lot of baggage himself. We've got his wife, we'll play it later, on tape saying that during a domestic dispute, he used his car to try and run her over. On tape, she said it. Then you got a case where a camp that he was running, he got arrested for this, and that is that he was obstructing an investigation into child abuse at his camp. And apparently somebody was even found guilty of some violation in that case, but he got arrested. This is a guy that, as a reverend, won't say if he supports any restrictions on abortion, because he does not. And he's, you know, referred to police and law enforcement as thugs and gangsters. And he has also been taken to court because he didn't pay child support. Not saying that the charges against Herschel Walker are not impactful or serious. They are, but, you know, at what point do the people of Georgia say, okay, well, who's going to vote which way? That's going to be up to the people of Georgia to decide. But the race is definitely getting interesting. I think Florida looks pretty locked up for Marco Rubio, although I take nothing for granted. He's up 7. Governor DeSantis is up 8. In Georgia, you have Kemp up by a pretty significant margin. Hopefully that might help Herschel Walker in the end. We'll wait and see what happens. We'll wait and see how this story unfolds even further. Wait and see if whether or not the Walker campaign points out all of the flaws that the media is not focused on as it relates to Raphael Warnock. I think Ted Budd will win North Carolina, but it's not a slam dunk. We're looking very closely. I mean, I think people like Tim Scott are going to be fine. People like Senator Kennedy in Louisiana will be fine. I think Rand Paul will be fine. Ron Johnson now has built up a healthy lead as they have exposed the radicalism of Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. He's looking good, and Republicans need that seat badly. We had General Bolduc on this program from New Hampshire. That's a 3-point race in New Hampshire. And by the way, at the top of the ticket, a very popular governor, Governor Sununu. So that's a winnable race in my mind. We have Adam Laxalt ahead. We have Eric Schmidt ahead. Laxalt in Nevada. We have Schmidt in Missouri. Blake Masters kicked Mark Kelly's ass last night. There's no other way to put it. Mark Kelly just lied through his teeth last night about, oh, I've been doing this and that on the board. He hasn't done a thing. All he's done is been a rubber stamp for Schumer and for Biden. Then we're watching this guy, Joe O'Dea, in Colorado. Can Colorado turn red? I don't know, but it's interesting to watch the polls tightening. You have Tiffany Smiley, who's running out against Patty Murray in the state of Washington. That state is remarkably close within the margin of error, which means that Patty Murray may be vulnerable. Anyway, we'll get into a lot more of this with our pollsters coming up at the top. But I think that all of this is possible. By the way, back to this issue of radiation pills. That's our answer. If Vladimir uses a nuke, man, I can't get over it.
can't believe that this guy's our president. Think about it. I have three words. I have two words for you. Made in America. I have a three-letter word for you. Jobs, J-O-B-S. Where's Jackie? Good grief. I can't believe it's so close, though, the DMZ. That right over there, that's North Korea, right? Yeah. Unbelievable. But in the passage of time, time passes. And all of us together are in time, passing through the time because of the passage of time. Your vice president. You know, your government's addicted to spending. You know, the recession is killing us. You know, the inflation is out of control. Borders wide open. High price of gas. It all sucks. Anyway, you need to find ways you can save money. One way you can save a lot of money is switch to my cell phone company, and that's called Pure Talk. The great advantage is if you're still using the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Pure Talk will offer you the exact same cell towers, same 5G network, the most reliable available. You'll have the same number of coverage bars on your phone. You can keep your phone. You can keep your phone number. They have more plans, more options at Pure Talk. Right now, you can get unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. That's a lot of money. Some families are saving even more for the exact same service they're getting from the big carriers. All it takes for you to do is pick up your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword, save now. #250, keyword, save now. You'll save an additional 50% off the first month, and that's money in your pocket in these tough economic, inflationary, recessionary times. All right, a lot of ground to cover. That's all coming up straight ahead with our pollsters and much, much more. 800-941-SEAN, our number two, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.